Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Every kind of stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Live shows up for the podcast, all the podcast platforms. A little trouble yesterday getting that up through the system, but it's all up there now. So check it out. You missed a live show last Friday at the Admiral with all the guys, and it was fun. So check it out. And there's a lot of swear words in it, so I wouldn't play that in the car with the kids. Little kids.
Yeah, but you can play it at the Jiffy Lube.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Thanks for listening. He didn't specifically say if it was Jiffy Lube, but I'm guessing.
Tyler Wall's with us, hanging out this morning. He's in the Fort Dodge Friday night.
Yes, at the Larimar Ballroom.
And Nick's out Saturday in
Council Bluffs. Council Bluffs at Maggie Mays Friday night.
Aaron Weber's going to be on the Funny Bone this weekend. He'll be in the studio with us on Friday. Cameron will be here tomorrow, too, by the way. I saw this. A U.S. man was convicted of, says his life sentence should be over because he died.
Yes.
Then they brought him back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder if they have it written. I mean, granted, he's probably not going to, it's not going to work, but I wonder if he has a case because it wasn't written up until he's pronounced dead. I guarantee it doesn't say in a life sentence, it probably doesn't say stay dead.
Yeah, I think it just depends on the word. A judge disagreed with this guy.
Well, of course you're going to disagree because it's a loophole. But still, I bet you they put that loophole. We better close this loophole in case the guy dies on the table and then we revive him, you know.
And I think it took a while for him to decide that he should be cured of this. Because it says that this happened in, actually, it looks like this story is from like five years ago. But he... happened in 2015,
right,
where his heart stopped. So, like, he were declared dead, and he's like, oh, cool, then yeah. I get out then.
Right, right.
Oh, by the way,
he bludgeoned, he clubbed a man to death with the handle of a pickaxe.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, it's Villisca. They celebrate the town he's from.
Well, it is in Iowa.
Oh, it is in Iowa, too?
Yeah, this happened in Iowa. This guy's in jail in Iowa somewhere.
Yeah, and he's going to stay there.
Does it say what town he did it in?
I don't know, it's just a report from the Des Moines Registry.
Sounds like Iowa's got crazy pickaxe and axe handle murders a lot.
No, I like it.
Yeah, doesn't say where it happened. Probably Fort Dodge.
Yeah.
Guy sent a picture of his eighth grade kid, 6'3", 290, in his football uniform. Standing, looks like he's sitting next to his brother there. Zach's the dad's name. But 6'3", 290, good for him, man. That's a big kid, man.
Oh, I just talked to a guy.
Yeah, I think my son might be shooting for 280. I don't know exactly what his goal is for the fall, but he's constantly worried about gaining weight.
You had a question the other day if you're in a coma, do you dream?
Yeah.
And the guy I talked to who was in a coma for 3 days did not dream.
Did not dream? Mm. Okay.
Well, he may have, but you're probably not going to recall.
How about the second half of the live show,
Todd?
You're in a coma.
I Googled this guy. He did die. He's dead now.
Who, the prisoner?
Yeah.
Well, they let him out then.
Died in Fort Dodge.
Yeah.
Really?
No, he was still a prisoner. No, they say Unity Point Medical Center in Fort Dodge. Pronounced dead due to natural causes.
I was slipping in and out of a coma on Friday night.
Dreamt you were in a big live concert, right?
Recollection. Yeah.
Except we were on stage, right?
It was a dream because people around me liked me.
Did you have an active Saturday?
I played golf. You know, that's what concerned me is I got up the next morning and I recovered fine. It's like I was ready to go.
Those days are more concerning than the hangover. Yeah. It's like, oh, my body just processes this. And okay.
My hangovers now when I get them is that I feel good when I wake up, but then an hour into being awake, I'm thinking, oh, damn, I spoke too soon. I don't feel that great, you know?
It just hadn't kicked in yet.
Right, exactly. Right. But I didn't feel too good on Saturday myself.
Yeah, there may have been a point early in the morning where there was still some alcohol in my system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then later in the day, that's when the hangover kicks in.
Don't drink, kids.
I bet it does feel good, though, because your next day you couldn't feel bad because, like you said, everybody's cheering on you're drunk.
Yeah.
Nobody's there to be like, judge you for what you did that night. They're like, judgy go guy do more.
The only guy, the judgy guy handed Nick an AA book. He did at the show.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I know he's a listener. I know he paid money to see the show, so I'm not going to hammer the guy too much. But the fact is, I'd be really pissed off if somebody handed me that book, unless it was like an intervention with the family. A stranger hands me a book.
It came with a nice Dave Remington jersey.
Yeah, well, he did kind of butter you up that way, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. That's why you weren't pissed when you got the book.
Well, I was just kind of like, okay.
Did you bring the book in for
Todd? Is this like a standard AA Bible?
Yeah, I think it's just like the 12 steps.
Is it Bill W. thing?
I think so.
Is it Bill W.?
Somebody gave me jerky, Nick. Way better present. Way better present than an AA book.
At one point, I think it was when...
Much better present than AA. Everything's better present than an AA book.
I ate that jerky going, I'll never stop.
I think it was when Cameron was on stage towards the end. Yeah. We were all kind of standing off to the side, and I was standing next to Ryder and his buddy, and I'm like, do you guys smell hot dogs? Like, I smell hot, and they're like, yeah, I smell that. And then we all look over, and there's Walsh gnawing on jerk. Oh,
I took a handful up for the picture. I had four or five droopy pieces in my hand.
I thought that you brought your own jerky that night.
No, a dude brought me the jerky.
Oh, I saw the bag sitting on your lap. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the guy that brought all the 3D printed bongs.
He brought
a bag of jerky, too.
Oh, that's right. We got 3D printed bongs. A lot of them shaped like wieners, you know.
Perfect.
There was no stem in there to put in there, though.
Yeah, I didn't find the stem to buy.
He didn't have that.
We got an email from that guy. He said they were going to pick some up on the way, and they got caught in traffic, and they were running late.
You got to buy your own stem for your wiener bong, Todd.
Okay, well.
You take the wiener bong? The wiener pipe, I should say.
No, I took a different one.
Last time I saw, Ryder had the...
Ryder had that.
Yeah, he did. I don't know if he brought it home with him or not.
He had a death grip on that wiener bong.
He really did.
For most of the evening.
He looked like a natural.
Yeah.
If you talk to that guy again, ask him what kind of meat the jerky was.
Okay.
You didn't eat it anyway.
Walsh will eat it.
After the fact.
What was that?
After you ate the whole bag. What was that?
I'm telling you, when you opened up that bag on the side stage there, I thought it smelled like hot dogs.
It was good jerky.
So it might have been pork, huh? If it smelled like hot dog?
No, I think that was just the preservatives and everything. Sure. You know?
No, I think it's more just, you know, it was pig's nuts and rat hair, right?
You know? In the morning.
I was reading something the other day, and I wanted to bring it up when Tyler Walsh came here. Yeah. Have you ever eaten mountain lion?
No.
I was reading an account of some guy who tried mountain lion. And he said,
is that illegal to eat them?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
There's a backstrap that they have.
Backstrap.
And apparently, it tastes a lot like pork.
I beat you, Nick.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
I believe
that. If you used the backstrap part, and he said he couldn't, he could have put a pork dish next to him and the mountain lion dish next to him, and he couldn't have told the difference.
It's pretty hard to eat a loin out of anything and not be happy.
That should be
I will agree with
line.
You.
What a quote. What a quote that is from Tyler Walsh. And not be happy. Once I eat this, I'll ask you what kind of meat it is. That's my favorite part.
Well, yeah, we've always kind of been iffy about eating food items given to us by listeners that are not, you know, that are homemade. You know, I'm not accusing anybody of anything. It's just kind of a safer practice. Walsh, just a random Ziploc bag full of jerky. And he's like, I'm in.
Yeah, I think we do that more at the station because we're not hammered, just hanging out at a party. In that situation, like I said, I was going to have some. Like, jerky looked good. I thought he brought it with him. I thought it was his. If I'd known it was listeners, I'd have taken a piece of that. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get to try any.
Yeah,
I'm very happy you guys didn't get to try any.
Tyler Walsh, they ate bags of homemade weed gummies for that, dude. They had like an odd consistency to them, but we both completed the bag.
And yeah, somebody tried to tell me, they're like, no, I won't do that. It's not natural or something like that. But you'll take random edibles from a guy in a Ziploc. But like, yeah, I prefer that type.
That's just what I needed on Friday, was some edibles.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That would have got me right. Down goes Frazier, man. There's no way you could have done an edible that night.
Right. Believe it or not, there was no weed in my system on Friday night.
That would have led to Tyler and Leon Spinks being the host of that.
It kind of was. I kept shutting him up at the end.
In fact, I'm pretty sure
shut up, he's drunk. Friday, I kept saying, shut up, he's drunk. I want to go to the clip where I'm just yelling, shut up, he's drunk.
I forgot to smoke.
Really?
I love that. I forgot to smoke weed.
Yeah. That's what did it.
Oh, you forgot to smoke before you, because you were going to smoke before you show up at the show?
Because I didn't smoke before the show.
How high were you, Nick, at the show?
And I didn't, because I just came home and fell down.
Not super high.
No, you didn't seem high.
I hit the pin after my set.
Was Curtis high?
Good question. Probably not.
I'm guessing yes, a little bit.
You know. He didn't seem like it.
No, I don't think he was.
I couldn't tell if anybody was wasted except for Todd. You know,
and Christy.
Oh, yeah, your wife was pretty
hammered.
Our
friend Patrice was feeding Christy tequila shots.
No. That's why she went down for the count.
Yeah, well, since she started that the evening, just drinking vodka Red Bulls. And then Patrice got involved.
Oh, no. Vodka and tequila shot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I made a mistake.
Well, that explains everything.
I got yelled at by my wife. I made a mistake when I saw Christy, and I hadn't seen her in a while, and I gave her a big hug, and I said something about sorry about your mom, you know, and that's probably the last thing I should have said.
Oh, yeah, that didn't help.
Yeah. No.
Tequila makes you morose.
But I hadn't seen her since that, you know. In person, I thought that'd be the right thing to say, and then I got yelled at by pretty much everybody. Because she started crying, I started crying. This is after the show, you know.
I was there for some of that. Nick's looking at me.
Did it get awkward real quick?
Tyler watched the dude sitting in the corner eating a piece of pizza, and everybody starts crying.
Somebody walked in at one point, and it was just Christy crying and me eating a piece of pizza.
I think that might have been me.
I just stood up and I was like, I think I can leave.
She's crying because you ate the last piece. Yeah.
There was somebody out front wanting to talk to Christy, so I went backstage and I popped in that room where, and then it was just her on the couch crying and you sitting there eating pizza or something. I went, I don't think
this is a party.
Like, what'd you say,
Walsh ain't leaving the Domino's. The Domino's, he ain't leaving that.
You took the last piece of pepperoni.
Yeah, there. Cameron came in at one point. Was like, "What's up?" I was like, "I don't." There's been a lot going on, and I'm just eating pizza.
Backstage, the Todd and Tyler events are always kind of stupid.
Oh man,
penis pipes and Domino's pizza and jerky.
Tears.
Everybody drunk and crying.
All the feels.
It was an emotional night.
All the feels.
It was an emotional night. Very successful night, and that's because the audience showed up. And thank you for doing that.
Do you guys listen to the radio?
R.I.P.
Is that what he said on stage? He said it on stage.
Yeah, he was. I was doing
his first
set.
Line on stage.
No, he was talking.
No, I said it more like, "You guys listen to the radio."
At a radio show, a live radio
it's
show,
a live podcast. Radio,
that's the genius.
They listen.
Oh man, all that can be heard. There's no microphone backstage. That's more of a visual too. But he
thank God.
But yeah, you can hear the podcast of the live show on all the podcast platforms. Going to say it one more time. Coming up next is Chris Porter.
I have
Zach
gotten
Myers
a text message from him.
Oh, all right.
He is up, and he said,
"Are they conferencing their phone? What are they doing with this?"
Well, they'll be together on the same phone, but I've told them, you know, how to lean in towards the phone on the speaker so that it
Chris
sounds
will be
good.
Loud enough. Let's make sure Zach. Is.
Oh yeah, Zach. Will.
All right, come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.